preparation for relaxation and breathing exercises so that you can be as comfortable as possible. Find somewhere comfortable, quiet and warm, and choose a time when you won't be disturbed, and check that all your phones are switched off. Loosen any tight clothing, particularly around your waist, and you may like to remove your shoes and glasses. It's best to practice in the order the recordings are numbered on the website. The first two breathing exercises are best practiced sitting on a chair with a straight back, particularly for those with breathing difficulties, but fine in a recliner or lying down, whatever is most comfortable for you. If you're sitting, have both feet in contact with the floor, hip-width apart, using a cushion or pile of books or magazines if your feet dangle. Also use cushions and pillows so that your head and back are supported, and you may like a blanket to keep warm. Have your arms free at your sides. A little shake of your hands is a useful thing to do so that your shoulders can drop, really allowing your shoulders to drop and your hands to soften. Bringing your hands onto your lap or on your thighs, palms upwards if comfortable, or down if not, fingers softly curled. If you're lying, have a small pillow under your head. Either have your legs out straight, feet hip-width apart, your head, neck and spine in a straight line, or you may like to have your knees bent up with a pillow or a rolled towel under your knees, as this can help to release your back. Bring down your shoulders away from your ears and turn your arms outwards at the shoulders so that your palms are upwards if comfortable, or down if not, with your fingers gently curled. The breathing method in all these exercises is inhaling and exhaling gently without exerting any effort. Being comfortable is the most important thing, and if at any time during the practice you feel any adverse effects, stop immediately. And if you would like any help or advice with these practices, please don't hesitate to contact Debenham Project and they will put you in touch with someone you can speak to.